Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He'll make a real change in your life to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that are behind prison bars. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that are behind prison bars. Praise God. We're going to try to wrap this message up talking about from Galatians, the 5th chapter. Amen. Standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, as Paul was talking about here, it's letting you know that, amen, doing good works, being good, that's not enough to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Visiting the sick. Amen. Feeding the hungry. Clothing the naked. Visiting the prison bound. Taking in the stranger. Giving water to the thirsty. Amen. All of that is wonderful. But that's not enough for you to open up in those gates to go to heaven. Amen. I'm telling you, a sinner can do that. You hear me? And yes, you got good sinners out there. They will give money to feed the hungry, the starving. Yes, they can. But that do not give them a ticket to go there to the kingdom of God. And people need to understand, know that. You need to understand that. The Lord's standard is higher than just obeying that part of scripture. But you got to do the whole part of scripture. Do the whole scripture. Jesus brought salvation. Amen. Salvation is not just feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving water to the thirsty. Amen. Taking in the stranger. Praise God. Giving, amen, clothes to the naked. It's more than just, amen, all of that. Wonderful deeds. But you got to live holy after you do the wonderful, beautiful deeds. Praise God. Amen. It's wonderful to go out in the mission field. It's wonderful to go out in the community. Help those that's in need. Because so many hungry people out there. So many people out there that's starving. In them, amen, Africa. Praise God. Amen. They need food. Nourishing food. Praise God. It's beautiful. It's wonderful to do them wonderful deeds. Wonderful things. But I'm here to let you know. Praise God. We need to get salvation to go along with it. Amen. Don't just be satisfied because you fed 10,000 hungry mouths. Praise God. Don't be satisfied just because you gave water to hundreds and hundreds of people. Clean, pure water to hundreds and hundreds of people. Don't be satisfied just because you're doing great works in these areas. But after you do these wonderful deeds, you got to live holy. Keep His commandments. Keep His statutes. Walk in His ways. That's the part that a lot of people fall short in. Amen. And that's the part that's going to hurt you. You heard me? It's going to hurt you after you do them wonderful deeds. Amen. That's going to hurt you. Amen. Praise God. You got to make sure that part is straight. And then do them wonderful deeds. So God can rejoice off of your life. And it be a sweet smelling savor in his nostrils. But if people trying to do all these wonderful deeds, and then got fornication in there, got adultery in there, praise God. Got drunkenness in there, emulation, strife, all that stuff. Then your work, all your beautiful work, you call it, stinks, smell bad in God's nostrils. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just like you don't want to eat anything out of a dirty plate. Amen. Do you want to eat your nice fried chicken, your nice collard greens, amen, cabbages out of a dirty plate? Do you? Amen. So if you don't want to eat your food out of a dirty plate, God don't want your, amen, nice deeds, your beautiful, amen, work you doing, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, all them beautiful deeds you doing, coming out of a dirty heart. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. You need to understand, know that. Missionary Velvet, let's get ready and go into read me a scripture. Amen. In Galatians, the 5th chapter.
Amen. It said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump.
Amen. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. You run well, but who caused you to stop? Amen. Who caused you to stop? Amen. And not get the, amen, the part that I'm telling you about. Get salvation in your soul. Praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is trying to get your attention. He trying to get your attention. That's what he did. He trying to get your attention for you to pick up the pace. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what the Lord trying to do. Get your attention. Amen. This persuasion come not of him that calleth you. In other words, praise our God. Amen. The Lord is trying to get your attention. Amen. Get your attention for you to, amen, pick up the slack. It's time to pick up the slack, y'all. Amen. Praise our God. Pick up the slack. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to pick up the slack. Stop being slack around here.
In the 10th verse, I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubled you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be.
Amen. A little leaveth leaveth the whole lump. That's what he said in the 9th verse. Let you know, it don't take but a little sin to mess your life up. That's why Jesus is coming back for a people. The church is a people, not a building. He coming back for a people that's without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing, but one that is holy. Now, how can you be in that church that without a spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing if you still sinning, doing wrong? I'm telling you, people. We need to pick the slack up. We need to get ready. Amen. We sing the song. Them sanctified folks, you sing that song. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train. Because the evening train might be too late. I'm telling you, praise our God. It's time to get right, church. Get right, people. If you want to make heaven your home, you got to get right. Praise the Lord. Amen. A little leaveth, leaveth the whole lump. Amen. Let you know, amen, it takes just a little bit of sin to mess your life up. Praise God. That's why I don't give no place to the devil. Not a crumb. Praise God. Amen. Sing that song, Satan, I'll put you out. I'll put you out of my life. I can't use you no more. Because the Holy Ghost done took your place. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. It's time for holiness, people. It's time to live right. Because Jesus is coming back for a people that are ready. Not getting ready, but a church that is ready. Praise God. Ready to meet the soon coming King. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's time to be part of that church. Praise God. And tell that world goodbye. Sing that song, goodbye world, I'm gone. If the Holy Ghost and fire ever leave me on, goodbye world, I'm gone. Amen. It's time to get rid of sin. Amen. So you can be able to make heaven your home. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know this is a powerful message. This is a powerful message. Because people feel like they can't live right. It's a powerful message. And try to serve God in their sins. It's a powerful message. Because I'm telling you, I've got news to let you know. Jesus come to bring you out of sin. Not just part of the way out, but all the way out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this message. All this month we've been talking about from Galatians the 5th chapter. Lord, look on people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Amen. Lord, reach them. Amen. Change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, go into touch the people in the free world. Let them know, God, you come to open up prison door to set them free from the bondage of sin. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. Amen. Write me and tell me your testimony. Say, Velvet, I'll be glad to receive your letters.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. How this ministry has been a blessing unto you. Here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the Lord is so good. He is so wonderful. The Lord loves each and every one of us. He wants what best for us. He the one gave his life for you and I, that we can be free. And you heard the message all this month from Ella Holmes about encouraging us to don't let anything get in our way that hinder our progress in serving the Lord. And the Lord wants you to have your rightful place with him. So heed to the word of God and call out to the name. You said, Jesus, I need you to help me. I need you to fix me so I can live right. Wise I'm in this world. Double hand prison Bothic for your prayer and support of our ministry. The Lord loves you so much. He wants you to be free. Give him a chance to work in your life. And those in free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God love with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. He will and he shall. But he's waiting for you to accept his promise. And allow him to work in your life. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. As we get into the jails and prisons, we will pray for you. Amen. Click into our website. Learn more about our ministry. The Heaven Bound Train website. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. www.heavenboundtrain.org. Amen. Click on the PayPal button. Give your gifts of support. All gifts, amen, is tax deductible. May God bless you. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Home Alone. One companion missionary Velvet saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.